Blog Talk Radio.
Tuning into the next chapter of Widows Ministry Talk Show, a ministry embracing widows and others who have lost a special loved one. Good evening, good evening, good evening. This is Mary Hollis, your host, and I am happy to be here and to talk with you tonight. First, before I go into talking about God always has a plan B. I want to give each one of you a challenge. And I think you should do that with. And the challenge is where I'm going to ask you to start talking to your family member, your friends, your coworker, the person that is in the line in front or behind you at Public, a Kroger, a Walmart. I challenge you to ask these people, are they voting? Have they registered to vote? Have they voted? Are they going to vote in the November election? It is so important that each one of us take this opportunity. All these months, we've been talking about number 45. What number 45 keep doing? We have the option and the benefit right now to still be at home and pick up the telephone and start calling, encouraging these people, your family members, your coworkers, your neighbors, your church members, like people in the streets. It is your duty now. John Lewis left it for us to make sure that we follow through. His last words with Bill Campbell was to tell him to please vote. And it's for us to sit and not do anything and just talk about number 45. It's not going to make any changes. We need to vote, and we need to encourage others to vote. It's not all about us. It's about the others who might not be voting, the young ones, the millennials, what do you call it, the new ones now? I forgot to call the other generation. But we need, I challenge each one of you, please make this something that you are going to do between now and November, the election for November. It is such an easy task to do. It doesn't take a lot. You do a lot of talking already, so just add that to your vocabulary. Have you voted? Have you registered? Are you voting? We need to, and encourage them, and they can see the reason why. If they're going to go out there and be among others and didn't think about the coronavirus and protested Black Lives Matter and all this stuff, this is an easy task for them to do. I challenge you to please start calling, talking to your friends and your neighbors and your church members and whoever you come along. It's an easy task, but make sure that they have a mask on when you're talking to them in person. But most of these phone calls, you talk to people all day long because you're trying to be busy and trying not to be boring. Try to talk about different issues. I challenge you. I am going to do this. I have a lot of stuff that I'm doing, but I'm going to make an effort. I'm going to take time off every day of whoever I talk to. Are you voting? Are you going to promise me that you're going to be a part of that change that John Lewis wants us to make? Vote. I challenge you, and I thank you. Well, that's all I have to do as far as our announcement, and I will talk about how God always has a plan B. You know, if a plan, you know, just like, for instance, you planning something, you say, oh, that doesn't work. I'm going to try this. So the first thing was a plan A. But God gives us a plan B. And you know one thing? Sometimes he gives us a C too. Because, you know, he put up with a lot of stuff that we do. And he gives us chances after chances after chances. So sometimes he just doesn't just give us a plan B. He give us a plan C, D, E, and probably more than that. But tonight I'm going to talk about the plan B that he does for us. And I don't know if you're happy about getting back to my announcement. I don't know if you are happy about this, but I know I am happy the choice that Biden picked, Kamala Harris. I am very pleased. I think that they can win, but we need each one of your support to help to make that happen. But getting back to my plan B, when life becomes especially hard and troubles seem to gang up on us, and that's been happening really in the last 6 months. You know, it hasn't been 6 months, it's been 4 months. 4 months, let's say, March, April, May, June, July, August. So it's yes. So pretty much we've been hanging in here dealing with these different things that have been happening to our lives, the thoughts and the feelings and all of this. Trouble seems to gang up on us. I have a few suggestions. This is God's plan B. Struggle and fret and try to cope all by yourself. You were born by yourself. That doesn't mean that you need to stay by yourself. God gives you people around you, support that you need. Put situation in God's hand also. And so God is letting you know that you don't have to do none of this by yourself. Put situation in his hand, trusting that he will bring it to conclusion that is best for everyone involved. Even though we can't see him during this pandemic and all these different things that are happening, he's still there. But he's going to make it all right, trusting that he will bring it to conclusion that it is the best for everyone involved. And that's what he's going to do. Pray for guidance and believe that direction is being given to you now. Pray for and practice a calm attitude. Try not to get upset about everything. Try not to get your blood pressure up. Remind yourself of one great truth. Hard experiences do pass. They will yield. So just hold on with God's help. Remember that there is always a light in the darkness. Just like it says, there's a light in the at the end of the tunnel. Believe that and look for it. For it is the light of God's love. Ask the Lord to release your ingenuity so that you can face the problem creatively with strength and wisdom. Remember that other experience troubles similar to yours. So just knowing that when you go through these different things, you're not alone. Somebody else in this world has experienced the same feelings, emotion, or whatever trouble that you may be dealing with. Our Heavenly Father is committed to shaping us into His image, and so He knows the ultimate value of each painful experience. No drama are not unique to you or to this time in history. Just like we have dealt with some things that we never dealt with before, but He's still there. God asks us to face these dead ends with an air of expectancy that His peace and power will prevail, and they will. I'm going to talk about another plan B. Let me tell you a story about a fire. The story is told of a terrible fire. Listen to this. On a farm that wiped out everything the farmer owned. When the flame had died down, the farmer walked sadly through the last of all that was left in his life's work. His boots caught the body of a hane. When he was walking, he hit his boots hit this next to something. It was one of his hanes. And when he turned it over, discovered that these tiny little chicks alive, and under the bottom of their mother, his mother had protected these little chicks from any harm or danger from that fire. She had given her life to protect her young. To me, a mother's love is a God-given gift, a glimpse at heaven, a picture seen through smoky glass of how passionately God's heart beats for us. This is an example, a small example, how God can make miracles happen. I know some of us have lost a special loved one, even to the coronavirus. We don't understand what is happening, and I don't think we will know until sometime later why some of these things. We might not know until we go up to heaven with God, and He'll explain why He's put us through this. But now He's not happy with this world. He's not happy with the things that went on. He has to shut everybody down and let them reconnect with their family, revisit some of the things that they were doing and what you've been doing as well. So just know that this all is for a reason. We don't know exactly everything about it, but there is a plan B that God has. I'm going to read three scriptures that goes with what I'm talking about. Be joyful at your feet, you, your son, and daughter, for the Lord your God will bless you in your harvest and in all the work of your hand, and your joy will be complete. That's coming from Deuteronomy 16, 14 through 5. Is anything too hard for God? No. I keep looking for the impossible. Every time I'm dealing with something, and I said, Lord, I want the impossible to happen. So that's me, not just the norm. I want the impossible to happen. So I've been, just like I did that testimony last week about the things that are going on in my house. I keep asking God for the impossible. I want not just the norm. I want more. God has planned something better for us so that only together with us would they made perfect. That's coming from Hebrews 11:40. Let me continue to talk about some more plan B that God has. And he said, I don't know the circumstances of your life. Maybe you have health problems. Maybe you are experiencing a financial crisis. And many of us are dealing with financial crisis because some of us have lost our jobs, different situations. And a genuine feeling of inadequacy. Because we are alone, we don't know if we're making the right decision, all these feelings that are just bottling up into our mind. Whatever your biggest problem, be sure you are surrendering to the odds. You may look at yourself, I can't rise above this. Yes, you can, just like I tell my grandson. He has a habit of saying, no, man, I can't. I said, You know what I taught him? A scripture I want him to remember. He will say, can't to me. I can do all things through Christ, which strengthens me. And he knows where it comes from, to Philippians 4:13. Because I don't want him, I don't care. Yes, you can fail at some things. But I want you to know that you do not do that word, I can't. I can rise above this. Yes, you can. In time, you will. I know that you are emotionally feeling lonely because your spouse, your mother, son, whatever relationship it is you're dealing with, they are not there. But you can rise above this. You can rise above this and also get beyond it or overcome it. So you should not give up. Let me say with all the love in the world, my friend, don't quit. Don't be a quitter. You are just starting to rise. You have the whole sky above your head. Because you know one thing? God wants to free you from a bondage. And he knows just how to do it. And he will. He will get us through this mess that we are going through, these different changes. And we are going through it more so because of our leadership in the U.S. So we got to keep on knowing that we can arise above these things that we're going through. Our feelings will get better. Our mourning, our grief, our time of grief, it's going to get better. Each day it will get better. But we have to have faith that it will. We have to faith in God. We have to keep going forward. Ever forget the place you have with Jesus and what you had with Jesus. If you don't think you have it with him, you still have it, but you just got to believe again that it's going to be all right. It is a place that is reserved for you and you alone. So close to his heart. Stay close to his heart. That on some days, if you close your eyes and listen intensely, you may hear his very breath. It is his breath that continuously breathes life in your soul. Just like I had talked about the book that I was reading. That God gives us, God does wink. He does wink at us. But sometimes we miss it because we're so troubled and we are so busy and we're not in his word. We forget it and we miss it. But he's right there giving us that wink, a sign that what we need to do, then letting us know that he's still there. If you are deeply, you are so deeply loved by God. Walk arm in arm with him today. your eternal escort, bridegroom. He will never let you go. He will never let you go. He's right there by your side. And Joshua 1:9, be strong and courageous. Do not be afraid. Do not be discouraged. For the Lord your God will be with you wherever you go. And he means that. It's not just a scripture. It's something that I have lived by. And I know that he will. The Lord is gracious and compassionate, slow to anger and rich to love. That's coming from Psalm 145, 8 and 8 verse. If joy were the only emotion God intended us to feel, he could just snap us and he just can snap and take us to heaven right now. Instead, we are left facing a dead end. At such moment, God offers strength so that we won't give in to despair. But be salt in the world, ministering to those around who are hurting. If we reach out to others who are hurting, we won't think about ourselves hurting so much. Because let me tell you, there's someone else worse, situation is worse than yours. There's plenty. With this COVID-19, yes, it's plenty of things that are happening in the world that is worse than your situation. So find things that are positive. Call someone to encourage them, and that will encourage you through this journey that you are going down the road to. It will. I mean, one day, as you continue to go down that road, you will see the light at the end of the tunnel. So just knowing that, and like I said, just like I had my moment last week, I'm okay. Right after I spoke to y'all, I went to look at, I record Greenleaf, and I was fine. I released that. I just had to get it out. And I enjoyed it. When I'm finished with this show, that's exactly what I'm doing. I am going and hit rewind and watch my Greenleaf. I'm going to be fine. But we all go through moments. We all have moments where we are, we have anxiety, feeling emotions, feeling lonely, all those different emotions that is bottled up inside of us. So it is okay. It is normal. It is natural, and it's necessary for us to go because we are releasing it. But release it and let it go. Don't bring it back. Throw it away. When you throw something in the trash can, do you go back and get it and use it? No. So throw those things away. Don't keep holding on to it. And find ways how to nip it in the bud. I don't go through emotions for, I have 48 hours and sometimes just 24. I got to get rid of that feeling. I got to move on because I know God doesn't want me to stay there. He wants me, because I know he loves me. Just like I played Jason Nelson, that he will love me forever. I do believe that. So I don't just know that God has a plan B, and a plan B is coming. This coronavirus is going to go away. I don't know when. It's taking longer than I thought it would be, and I'm sure you thought it would go away by now, but God has his own timing. He needs to still fix some stuff. He needs to still fix some people, or fix some things, because he doesn't like what's happening in this world. Look how evil some people are. Just like number 45. But we'll move on from that. It's just that there's so many evil people or things going in the world that God doesn't like. He's tired of it. This is his world. And he, you know, sent Jesus down here to, you know, to do all that suffering to save our sins. And look what we are doing. And he doesn't like it. And you know one thing? We all got to go through it together. But the thing is, he's getting us through, because guess what? How many months has it been and we've gotten through it? And he'll continue. It's going to get better. It's going to get better. I know you. I know you miss your husband. I know you miss your mother. I know you miss your son, auntie, or whoever, or the father, or whoever you've lost. It's going to get better. You're going to heal from this. Just don't forget the good memories. Carrie, I'm gonna call you out. You posted a picture of your son and your granddaughter, and I know your granddaughter's birthday is coming up this weekend. That was such a beautiful picture that you posted on Facebook today. And like I said, I remembered TJ, but it's where we think about the good memories. We can't bring them back. But one thing that you instill in your granddaughter, the love that your son had for her, and you do the things that you do to bring fun and love and things into your granddaughter's, that is a good thing. So when I saw that, I thought about, you know, you have to think about those good things to get you through the bad things, the bad emotions. But I know you miss him, but you're doing a great job with your granddaughter. You're always there for her, making sure that she have the birthdays and the different things that he would have done. But just knowing that he's looking down at you and being very proud of his mom for taking care of his little girl. Daddy's little girl. But I know that you've gotten stronger in your faith. And I know that sometimes you have those thoughts, those sad moments, but it's going to be all right. But I'm very proud of you and the way that you are there for her, because she needs you. And you instill those memories that he shared with her. So just know that each one of you who have lost a special loved one, it's not easy. It's a process that you gotta do day by day. It'll get better. The tears gonna dry one day. Those buckets of water that poured for days and days and months, it's gonna dry up, and you're gonna be able to think about your loved one without crying. You're gonna be able to talk about it. But just keep walking arm to arm with God, and he'll get you there. And just knowing that God always has a plan B. We don't understand his plan B, but it's worthwhile believing and knowing that he will be right there by your side. And just like Jason Nelson said, he will love you forever. He hasn't forgotten about you. Sometimes we feel that way because why did he take them away from us? Yeah, we're not going to never probably have answers. But we have to keep the faith. And knowing that, you know, God didn't promise that all of us going to die at the same time. So we have to believe that God has a plan B, and we just got to wait and see. And that is all I have for tonight. Be blessed and have a great evening and week, and I'll tune in again next week. Encourage others that you know that have lost a special one to call in. I'm also going to be talking about plan Bs and also how God winks at us and gives us. When he winks at us, there's a reason, because he's trying to let you know. I'll comfort you. I'll give you a word or something. I want to talk about those God winks and also his plan B. Because We need to be there for each other and support each other. And remember my challenge, start encouraging others to do what? Vote. Have a great evening. And if you want to listen to Jason Nelson again, he will love you forever. He's not gonna stop. Sometimes we don't like him for a moment because you're mad with him because of things that happen. But he still loves us. Be blessed. Have a great evening.